Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning, good morning once again, my Christian friends. We thank God. This is Brother David standing in for Dr. Youngblood, who is away attending with his family. Of course, at this time, as many of you may have heard or may not have heard, his son, Gene Jr., went on to be with the Lord on Tuesday. And certainly we want to keep lifting them up in prayer, because this is a time, amen, that the family is going through, and they certainly continue to need your prayer. And anyone that can go by, if you want to show your acts of love or kindness, I'm sure that the family will also be appreciative of that also. Because at this time, amen, they are in a place of sorrow, and I understand. I only have one son, and I certainly don't want to see my son depart. And I know for this, at this particular time, they're in between a rock and a hard place, in other words. But still yet, we have reason to rejoice, because when we look at the word of God, amen, and how, amen, the scripture tell us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, amen. Brother Gene did many great works while he were here. Amen. Many great things. He loved God. His family loved God. He taught his family in the way of God. He led his church family in the right paths. And everything he did, he was doing to the glory and honor of God while he was here. Now, amen, he's gone on to be with the Lord. And he has received that crown of righteousness that God has promised to all that love him. And we just want to thank and praise God, and we honor him for his word on today. Amen. Our subject, amen, we were talking about on today, why believe God? Why should we believe God? Do you believe God? There's a lot of questions right there. And I'm saying this for a reason, because I want you to look at the word of God from more than one angle. There are many reasons, especially if you are a Christian, a believer, a follower of Christ, there are many reasons why you should believe God's word and why you should believe in the whole Bible as the word of God. The scripture tells us, amen, in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So the word of God, amen, provides us with what we need, the strength, the courage, the stamina, the encouragement, whatever we need, especially in times of trials and tribulations. Amen. We can lean on the word of God, amen, for inspiration. In fact, amen, when you look, amen, through the scriptures, there was a point in time, amen, when, amen, King David felt so low. Amen. Because he was running, he was being chased by the enemy, and many people were deceiving him. Even his own people deceived him, who he thought were his very friends. David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Amen. And sometimes that's what it comes down to you, for you to have to do as a child of God on today. When it seems like nobody else is standing with you and you might not have nowhere else to turn, you can always open the book. Amen. the living Bible, the living proof, amen, of God, amen, in his word. You can always, amen, turn to that word and find a source of encouragement for your situation, no matter what you are going through on today. Amen. I believe we have a call on the line. Go ahead, Brother Jose.
Hey, brother. You hit it on the target. A lot of Christians with this Chinese virus, they are losing their faith. They are being indoors. Thank God here in Florida, that's not the case. But there's so many people that has been indoors, and instead of being smart, using the time in a wisely manner, they're being consumed by the world. The lying media, anti-Christian media, and not only that, don't get me wrong, brother, the cell phone is a great thing. We use it for good, but the devil is using anything to get us distracted, to get us off the target, which is Jesus Christ. And many people are being distracted. I don't know if you noticed, but there's people that they go to church, to the service, and no matter how anointing the preacher is, they are surfing the internet. They're looking at Facebook, and I'm like, wait a minute. No wonder why they are becoming cold and lukewarm Christians, because if that's time that we dedicate for the Lord, and they are consumed. This is an addiction, brother. I don't have Facebook for a long time, and I'm not condemning anybody. What I'm saying is the enemy is using anything. And then you wonder why these Christians are losing their faith, because the Bible says that the faith comes by hearing of the word of God. But instead of being in the word or read the Bible, we are consumed most of the time in the ice cream. And the enemy is taking advantage of, and many people doesn't even notice it. You ask this generation to quote two or three Bible verses, they have no clue. Because they're not reading. They're not in the Word. And not only that, brother, it's sad to say, I'm coming from a Hispanic background in Connecticut, the church. We have service 5 days a week. And the 2 days that we had off, it was to evangelize on the streets and visit the hospital and the nursing homes. I'm not saying every single church needs to do that. But it's sad to say that it's a miracle to find a church that has two or three services during the week. So you wonder why the people are losing the faith. Because they're not listening. They're not attending to the Bible study. They're not studying the Word. They don't believe in Sunday school anymore. They got a lame cold service on Sunday for 1 hour. And God forbid you go longer, brother, because I guess the Jaguars or the Steelers are more important than hear God's Word. It's sad to say what's going on. And many Christians are not aware of this reality, that the enemy got us busy with technology. Technology is not bad, but we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit as to how we use it, how we utilize it. Amen. We cannot let technology consume us. If not, we're going to have the result that we have lukewarm Christians and lukewarm churches, brother. It's sad what's going on in America. So let's keep on praying for this beautiful nation that I love so much. And if we don't speak truth, if we are not continue being the light as the Bible says that we are, who is going to be the light? But the enemy is dimming down the light. And many churches and many brothers and sisters, they don't know it. They spend more time on the internet. And you ask them what's going on in the world, and they know. But ask them to quote two or three Bible verses, they have no clue, brother. It's sad what's going on. And thank you very much for speaking truth. And I enjoy listening to you and the other brothers on the radio, because this is an eye-opener for many Christians. If they put in action what you guys are speaking about. Anyway, brother, God bless you, and we love you guys, and I keep listening. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Jose, for your call. Christians, we need to be encouraged on today. Truly, I take the same stand like Brother Jose. I think when we come to the house of God, amen, God, he ought to have our undivided attention. We shouldn't come in with cell phones and iPads and looking at Facebook and talking to friends on the phone and we got playing games. And I have seen this in many houses or can I say so-called houses of worship where I have attended, where people seem to be doing everything except paying attention to what the preacher is saying. Listen, I teach this hard at my church. I tell them each time you come in the building and the word of God is being preached or taught, learn something. Learn something. I'm like Dr. Youngblood. In class, he tells us context, 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 context. In other words, keep it within the confines of the scripture, because anything outside of that becomes a pretext because it's not in there. God's word don't need us. He don't need us to add anything to his word, nor take away anything. All God's word need is two things by a Christian. We need to read it and we need to obey it. And can I throw a third thing in there? We need to live it. If we are obeying quite naturally, amen, then we are living the word. But those three things need to show up in the life of a Christian. Read the word of God. Read and study. Can I say read and study? Read and study the word of God. Obey the word of God. And then live it out in your life. Listen, this is the reason why the world is in such a turmoil on today. People don't know where to go, what to do. And I have to say, just from self-examination, from life experience, from things that I have seen happening since the pandemic, it seems to me that the Christians are in more panic than what the world is. People, that should not be. That has no place in the life of a Christian. This is the reason why the subject for today says, why believe God? And then I asked several other questions. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in his word? Do you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? What do you believe? It's very important for us to know on today. Amen. We're going to get back, amen, to 1 John chapter 5 in just a few minutes. But I just want to keep on bringing out more points, amen, on 2 Timothy 3 and 16 about all scripture. That nullifies any negative that people have to say about scripture. All scripture, in other words, what that is telling me is God breathed. God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostril, and he became a living soul. God is the one that did that. God, amen, caused, amen, the dry bones of Ezekiel's vision in Ezekiel chapter 37 to come to life, because he told, amen, the man of God to prophesy to the wind. And the wind blew from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And it came over those bones, and those bones stood up on their feet. Amen. And then the flesh and everything else came upon them bones. And later on, God had to work another miracle in order for those bones to become, amen, living beings. But only God can do these things. Amen. And then, amen, when we look at, amen, Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, the scripture said, amen, when he came into the room, when he breathed upon them, John 20 and 22. And when he breathed upon them, I believe this is just Brother David saying this, that was their down payment, amen, on, amen, the Holy Ghost coming, amen, on the day of Pentecost, amen, in the upper room. Because he said, receive ye the Holy Spirit, amen. And he breathed on his disciples who were there present at that time. When we look at, amen, naturally speaking, so, amen, inspiration is the act of drawing air into the lungs, or the act of inhalation, the act of breathing into. With regard to the scriptures, it speaks of the influence of the Spirit of God on the mind and soul of man, the divine influence exerted on the writers of scripture by which they are instructed. So, getting back to what I said, amen, about, amen, the verse of scripture, amen, in the book of, amen, I believe that's in 1 Peter, amen, where it says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were breathed upon, and the Spirit gave them what to write. So, my friend, how can you find any flaws in the Word of God? When you say such things, then that's letting me know that you are finding fault with God, who is a perfect, the only perfect being that there is. You and I are not perfect. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Yet, because when we said yes to Jesus Christ, God declared us righteous through the act of faith and believing. Believing in God, believing in his word, believing in his son, and believing in the Holy Spirit. It's very important for us, amen, to have belief in all of those areas in order, amen, to call ourselves a believer and to be connected to the family of God. When we look at Webster's dictionary, it defines inspiration as the supernatural influence of the Spirit of God on the human mind by which the prophets and apostles and sacred writers were qualified to set forth divine truth without any mixture of error. Now listen, this is what that definition is in Webster's dictionary. And I don't know if Webster was a born-again believer or not, but I think that's a pretty good definition he said right there. Because, amen, he said that the sacred writers, the apostles and the prophets were qualified to set forth divine truth. When you look at divine truth, that's absolute truth. God is a God of absolutes. He is absolutely perfect. He is absolutely holy. Amen. He's got absolute power. When you look at absolute, that means there is no higher authority. There is no higher truth. There is no higher being than God because, amen, he is divine. Amen. He is absolute in every aspect of the word. So we must know and understand on today as Christians. Amen. This clears up any questions that you might have about the word of God being, amen, the absolute truth. Because, amen, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is God breathed, amen. God instructed holy men of God what to write. He revealed his will to us through his word. That's another problem I have, amen, with persons who tell me that they are believers, and they tell me that they don't know, amen, what the will of God is. My friend, you are simply telling me you're not reading his word because his word is his will. That's his will for your life. So know this and understand this. We cannot take anything for granted on today. When it comes down, amen, to the word of God, that word has all power. In fact, amen, the scripture let us know, amen, that, amen, Jesus even said, before one jot or one tittle of my word fail, that's the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. Before any of those fail, he said, the whole heaven and the earth will pass away. That's power, my friend. That's power. Telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Call and join in on the discussion, amen, if you feel so led to do, amen. Getting back, amen, to 1 John chapter 5, that's where we left off before the break, amen, and we had gotten down to verse number 3, where it said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. In other words, amen, they are not burdensome. When we look at the word of God, amen, that's how we receive our blessings. I tell my people all the time, and I tell Christians everywhere we go, your blessings hinge on your obedience to the word of God. If you are not obeying the word, my friend, then you cannot be blessed. Notice and understand this. God is not a play toy. If you want a play toy, you have to find you something else to play with. I had a friend of mine tell me that one time. He was talking to a friend outside of the church, and he went to saying some negative things about God and about the church. And he said he told his wife, go look over there in the car and get that baby doll out the back seat and give it to this man and let him play with it. Because he's playing with God, he needs a play toy. Give him something that he can play with, because God is not something that you can play with. We need to know, amen, your salvation hinges on your belief. Your faith, your trust, and your belief in God. This is why I'm trying to encourage you on today. Get your trust and get your belief in the right area, and that is in the word of God. Amen. Verse number 4, getting back to 1 John 5, verse number 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. It takes faith. Faith is the vehicle, in other words, that God uses to bring believers to him through his word. And I thank and praise God for that on today. God gave us a chance. The scripture tells us that blindness happened in part unto Israel until the fullness of the times of the Gentiles come in. In other words, when everything is fulfilled for us and we are the Gentiles, We're not Jews on today, so that's everybody outside of being Israelites or Jews. Amen. We are the Gentiles. God caused blindness to come upon his own people. No, he's not throwing them away. No, the church doesn't replace Israel. Let's make sure we notice and understand this. There is a place for everyone, all believers, Jew or non-Jew alike. Gentile is what I'm speaking about. Amen. There is a place for all of us in God, and he's not done away with anyone. In fact, amen, when the millennium comes, amen, we're not going that far in the scripture on today. Amen. We'll have to take another week to tell you about all of this. But, amen, the Jews are going to get another chance to accept him, amen, as their savior, amen, to recognize him, in other words, amen, as who he were, amen, when he first came. Because even right now on today, as I begin to go down through a lot of studies, I come to know and understand right now in 2021, in this very year that we are living in right now, there are many that live in Israel right now on today that still say the Messiah has never come. They don't believe. So, my friend, we have a great job to do, and we have a short time to perform it. We don't have time to pick flowers by the wayside. We don't have time to pick arguments with one another who's right and who's wrong. The word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. You just need to obey, amen, what his word says. So, the scripture, getting back, amen, to the scripture, verse number 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Mm-hmm. Everything that the world is doing is not suitable for Christians. We have to notice and understand this. All the styles that the world are in, that's not befitting for a Christian. Christian rap and Christian all this other stuff that they have that seem to be outside of the context of the word of God, I don't agree with. Now, maybe some of you might, but then that's your prerogative. But you better know and understand, if you don't believe it according to the word of God, my friend, then like Dr. Youngblood said, you're lost as a green ball in high weeds. You need to come back to the knowledge of the truth of the word of God, because this word is the only source of truth that we have in this whole world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. I thank God for victory on today. That overcometh the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's what's there. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Those three can overtake your life if you don't believe, amen, in the word of God. Because, amen, Satan is still using the same tool that he used on Adam and Eve, amen, back in the garden. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God, but is of the world. And God is not pleased with that, especially when, amen, he finds Christians, those who, amen, are called by his name, walking according, amen, to the things that are in the world. Amen. So when we come, amen, to God by faith, amen, our faith helps us to overcome all of that. This is what verse number 4 is telling us. We have to have that faith, trust, and belief in God, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You don't let nothing stand in your way of coming to know the truth. Amen. But verse number 5 says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You see why I said, amen, in one of the questions that I asked, do you believe in the Son of God? Do you believe in the word of God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? And then I asked the question, amen, for the subject, amen, at the beginning of the broadcast. Why believe God? This is why, my friend. This is why. Because if you don't believe God, amen, your life, your soul stands in jeopardy every hour until you come to the knowledge of the truth, my friend, and be saved and accept God and accept what he says according to his word. My friend, amen, you are walking in jeopardy every hour. We go back, amen, to verse number 6. He said, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Look at what that word said again. I read it to you from John chapter 16, where Jesus said, amen, when the Spirit of truth comes, he's going to guide you into all truth. He's not going to speak of himself. Why? Because he didn't come here to elevate himself. He came here, amen, to keep believers and to glorify God and to bring all things back to our remembrance, what God told us in his word. So he said, amen, now this is living proof right here of who Jesus Christ is. He came by not just water only, but by water and blood. On the day when John the Baptist baptized him in the River Jordan, the scripture said, amen, that the skies opened and the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove and lit upon his shoulders. And many others who were there said that they heard that voice from heaven. We heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. God gave confirmation, amen, on that day to his Son, who he were. He is, he was, and he still is, amen, the living, amen, Son of God. We don't serve a dead Savior on today. We serve a living Savior, the scripture says. He's sitting, amen, at the right hand of God on today. Amen. And the Spirit, amen, beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Know this and understand this, my friend. The Father and the Word, which is Jesus Christ. When you go back to St. John chapter 1, it tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Talking about Jesus Christ. Now we see here, amen, in 1 John, once again, where it says, amen, three bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, or they agree together as one. They don't ever work against one another. Amen. They work together as one. Then it goes down a little bit further and said, and there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. So we see, we have a record or a witness in heaven, and then we have witnesses on the earth as to the authenticity of God and his Son and his Spirit. And I thank and praise God for that. That's confirmation for me that God is real and he is, amen, a living God on today. Verse number 9 says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So, my friends, it's important for you on today to believe, amen, in God. Why believe God? Why believe in the Son? Why believe, amen, in the Holy Spirit? Amen. Believe God, because he gave us a record, amen, of his word and who he is and who his Son is. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast on today. Hope and pray that you tune in with us the next time. Come on back again, amen, as once again we face the issues.
3HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.